KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
The balls on that guy must have been amazing.
Greg. Fat, hairy, balding comic.
It's BS in the morning.
Hey.
Going, everything good? Hi, everybody! Hi,
I'm a full show today.
Look at this, Izzy. How are you?
Good.
Sounds excited to be here, Greg. How are you?
Pretty good, man.
Does that microphone still sound far away? You see this? Say something.
Hello.
Come on.
What? I'm here. It's right here.
Okay, sounds good.
Sounds fine.
Yeah, it sounds okay. The engineers were like knocking on our door all day yesterday going, yeah. How does that mic sound? Does that sound better? Is that all good?
How do these speakers plug in?
True story. Lost Boy, how are you, sir? Everything good over there?
I'm awake. I ate a bunch of candy over the graveyard shift.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, let's announce that. If we haven't said that, Lost Boy is the new overnight guy here on Comp.
Yeah.
So you're starting at what, midnight?
Yeah, dude. I start at midnight, and then I run till we start here.
And then you run all the way in. So you're like super awake right now.
Oh, yeah, dude.
All right.
I'm like three cookies and cream bar deep right now, dude.
You're ready to rock. All right. Well, there you go. Well, welcome, Super Awake Lost Boy. Should be fun. Let's get to the feed with Izzy here.
The feed with Izzy.
Izzy, what are people talking about today?
Well, the first thing I wanted to say, mainly for Greg. So at the start of this year, already 60 pharmaceutical companies have raised their list prices on almost 300 drugs. That sucks. Some of the drug prices have even increased by 10% each. You feeling it yet, Greg?
That's why you get them on the street.
Always with the solutions. Also, I don't know if you guys are Austin Powers fans, but a new one might be coming. Not like a reboot, but a new one. Mike Myers said that prospects for a fourth movie are actually looking good and should be returning, quote-unquote, soon. My brother and I used to watch this all the time when we were little. We'd say S.S. Minnow Johnson in front of my dad because he didn't like it. We didn't know what it meant. And then we realized it was a peen joke.
I saw the first one in theaters and there was nobody there. So
what?
The second, nobody was in the theater. That movie did horrible in the theaters when
no.
It first came. Yes. DVDs what saved that movie.
It really did.
Yeah. And then Austin Powers 2, huge, huge blockbuster hit. And the third one kind of sucked.
Too.
But I remember the first one being, it was like different, totally different.
Yeah.
They were all overrated in my opinion. Not horrible.
I mean,
like,
I haven't watched them since, but I know at the time it was hysterical.
There's repeatable lines in it, you know? Mm-hmm. People say them in their catchphrases, but like, I don't know, the movies in general, I don't think they're very
I
funny.
Loved them.
The third one was important.
I don't even remember.
How'd you think about Ace Ventura? Did you like any of those?
Well, those were great when I was young. I mean, I was a kid when I watched them, though.
Same thing for Austin Powers for me.
Yeah, same.
I mean, I watched Ace Ventura when I was young. I watched Austin Powers.
I feel like Austin Powers was later than Ace Ventura, though, no?
No, way later.
Yeah,
but I was probably a teenager.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember seeing the first Ace Ventura thinking it was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, it's the same thing. And you go back and watch it now?
Yeah, it doesn't hold up.
No. Not at all. But it's the same category of movie, I would say. Yeah.
Another thing I'm super stoked about, actually, I'm kind of indifferent. A new gaming console might be coming out. Slightly Mad Studios, they're releasing something called the Mad Box. It's supposed to compete with Xbox and PlayStation. Apparently, with this one, though, it's going to be compatible with most major virtual reality headsets. But I just don't really know if it's a good idea for a new company to be like, well, it's not a new company, but a new console to be like, hey, let me compete with two of the already most popular and well-known consoles known to man.
Yeah.
I feel like they're just asking to lose.
Kind of should have a better name, too.
Right? Mad Box?
Yeah.
I thought the same thing.
Sounds like one of my exes.
I don't understand why people call that a box. I'll never get it. It's not square.
Oh, Thanks, Greg. I needed that this morning. Thanks, man. That was great. That was amazing.
That's it.
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate it, Izzy. Well, let me say this. Today is a very special day. CES is now officially open. They had some preview stuff last night. Did you hear about the preview stuff?
I was trying to like not see any of it just so it was a surprise to me when I got there.
Can I just pull the curtain off one that is making a little headlines just because I know this is what makes Greg's nipples hard. When he hears this kind of stuff, this is the thing that he really, really, really cares about in the world.
Yeah.
Pharrell Williams revealed Sony's 98-inch TV with 8K LCD display last night.
Yeah, I'm going to need that.
I don't know what any of that means. What
98
does that mean?
Inches?
Why is it LCD, though? You'd think it would be LED.
I don't know.
What's the difference?
It's 8K.
LCD's the type of panel. Like an LED panel, like the OLEDs are why they're really expensive. The LCD panels, they say LED, but they're just like LED blacklight. You know, like that. There.
No, I don't. No.
Dude, it's so big that it is not, it comes on its own stand for the floor.
Dude, I got that whole second living room I could put that in.
It's completely unnecessary.
Yes, I
for
completely
agree
with that.
For anybody to have a TV that big.
It's so.
I disagree.
What do you need that for?
So you can shade your safety over and see exactly where you're standing on the hash mark.
It is 16 times the clarity of normal HD TV. This thing is ridiculous. It's the highest resolution ever on a television, and Pharrell Williams pulled a curtain off of it.
You said it's Sony?
Mm. Yeah, and I love Sony.
I like Sony.
Oof.
But I'm a big Samsung, though, guy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've had some Samsung products.
Well, I'm talking about TVs.
Okay, yeah. I'm not talking about TVs. I've had Samsung products.
I used to have Samsung phones all the time until I got the iPhone 10 last year.
I'd buy a Samsung phone. I'm telling you right now, I'm on my third Samsung washer because they keep having to replace it.
I remember that one.
Yeah, it just keeps breaking by itself.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't buy a Samsung. That's like buying a Samsung car or something. I mean, that's different. I know they make good TVs.
They make great TVs. I do have one of those as well. All right, well, there you go. So Greg is going to be going down to CES today. You're going, correct?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You're going to CES. In years past, you've gone to CVS?
Yeah.
You've gone to CBS?
Yeah, dude.
Look. You're going to CES. I want to know what else is there, dude. I want to hear about the 98-inch television.
Honest mistakes. I'm not that dumb, though. I know I'm where I'm going. I'm going to CES, so it's fine.
Okay, thank you. Greg will be calling in live from CES, giving us the very first look, the preview of the Consumer Electronics Show and all these other kind of gadgets and gizmos that they want to release on the market coming on up here. Yes. So I am looking forward to it. Should be a great show. You should be looking forward to it as well. Give us a call, 876-3692. You can always text in as well, BS, and your message, 69187. Lost Boy said here minutes ago, same stuff as yesterday. So we got Puddle Mud tickets. That's BS in the Morning Presents. That's going to be on the 1st of February over there at Brooklyn Bowl. Love that place. You got to go. If you've never been there, that's a hell of a venue. Love it. And then, of course, we got your Disturbed tickets. T-Mobile Arena this Saturday with 3 Days Grace. And we want to get you qualified to play foosball with the band before the show, which would be fun. So definitely listen up. It should be a good one today.
In the morning at BS in the morning on Instagram, sucker.
Okay, real quick, thank you for tagging me in the news story that a Tesla, an autonomous driving Tesla, ran over a robot as they're loading it into CES down there at the convention center. However, I've seen the video, totally set up, super fake, just a PR thing for the robot rental company or whatever. I'm not buying it. Not buying it. Super fake.
You're not buying the robot or you're not buying the...
I'm not buying the robot. I'm not buying the story. I'm not buying whatever.
Well, are you buying Tesla?
I am a shareholder of Tesla. I must say that.
Yeah,
thank you,
I know.
SEC.
I have to say myself that I am heavily invested in Tesla as well. That is a
That's
requirement.
True. Hey, Izzy, are you heavily invested in Tesla?
No.
Oh, okay. Just need to know, if you started talking about stories, we have to clear it.
No, not that.
All right, good. Hey, this is the other thing I want to talk about. You know, the Golden Globes were the other night. I didn't watch them.
I watched 30 seconds of that horrific nonsense. It was pretty amazingly awful.
It was that bad.
So, it was the worst monologue I've ever seen. It was like so cringeworthy, stupid, PC garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Who did it?
The guy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine and some lady named O something.
Okay.
I don't know.
That is accurate.
Chick from Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. Who I've never heard of.
I never heard of her either.
I don't care.
I don't know. But let's forget
because you
get a comedian? It's Andy Samberg. That's the guy who did it.
He's a YouTube star. God. Can you get a comedian?
He's an SNL guy.
Big mouth.
I know, but I'm saying he wasn't doing stand-up. He got hired off of YouTube.
Well, look at this. The thing I want to focus on is the after party of the Golden Globes, okay? Because these after parties happen, and I'm not one for the gossip celebrity news. However, when it comes to Kate Beckinsale, I make a huge
Oh, she's still doing stuff?
Oh, how dare you. Of course she's still doing stuff. She's amazing. She's like the hottest woman on the planet.
I thought Van Helsing was like the last thing she did, right?
No, the last thing she did may or may not be Pete Davidson. Because apparently, this scumbag is out in the back, hanging out with her. They're flirting. She's putting her hand on his thigh. They're out in like the smoking patio, giggling all night, flirting with each other, and then they left together.
She's like a big child.
Yeah.
She can do better.
Suicide's a big turn on, though.
Yeah, he sits there and he talks about the... I thought he was sad.
Well, this might be a rebound.
He went on.
Is that a rebound?
A rebound is Kate Beckinsale? You bastard. That is not a rebound. How dare you?
He went from.
You treat her with respect.
From that singing chick,
Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Kate Beckinsale can heal all wounds. I will tell you that right now. Good Lord. As another man, Greg, Kate Beckinsale, on a scale from 1 to
she's
10.
Stunning.
She's a little older now. I'll give her an 8.
What? Are you kidding me?
Greg, let me ask you this. What would you give yourself?
Oh, right now, like a 3 because I'm fat. Right, when I'm not fat, probably way higher.
Like a 6?
Just making sure.
I'm a solid 7 or 8 when I'm 7 or 8?
Okay.
You know.
Lost Boy?
Definitely a fan.
Yes.
Just looked her up.
Thank you.
You didn't know who she was?
No, I couldn't put a face to the name.
Oh, my God.
Definitely a fan.
Well, she was young. She was a 10. She's just older now.
I don't care.
She's still a 10.
Dude, I told you yesterday. What was that? The 80-year-old I would have
Mirren
sex with?
Or
yeah, Helen Mirren. I'd have sex with Helen Mirren. She's in her 80s, I believe.
Yeah, you need WD-40 to shoehorn.
No! I still find her very pretty. Yeah. Very attractive. No, don't do that. Now, in all honesty, Izzy, when you look at this dirtbag Pete Davidson, on a scale from 1 to 10, what's he?
Oh, God. A 2?
Okay, thank you. I'm looking at Pete Davidson.
He's not a bad-looking guy, though.
What?
I don't find him attractive. He's too lanky, and he's got kind of a larger head.
I'm not one to
judge
dudes, but he's
really
not.
Really big mouth.
He's not, like, horrific-looking.
Yeah, but you can judge dudes and saying, okay, that guy
is
horrific.
I don't like it. I don't understand the bleach blonde hair. Like, I don't get that.
I don't like it either. I think he's dumb, and I hate him.
I prefer natural.
Fiber of his being, I despise him.
I feel bad for the dude. Like, I think he needs to get help, and I think he's just like
me too, and by himself,
deterring from getting help by distracting himself with another woman, which isn't smart.
He needs to distract himself with a different woman. Keep his hands off Kate Beckinsale.
A therapist, maybe.
He can touch a therapist. I don't care who he touches, just not Kate Beckinsale. That blonde piece of garbage,
dude. She's 45. That's
fine.
That's a good age.
You're saying she's old?
Yeah, she's pretty old.
You're 41.
Okay,
about to be 42.
Am I Kate Beckinsale? What are you talking about?
45 is not old.
Yes, it is. She's older than me. What are you talking about?
I'm old, and she's older than me. No way, dude. So if you're saying you would have sex with her?
Of course I would.
All right, well that's my point.
3. I do it all the time.
So that's not holding you back.
No.
You're just saying she's not the hottest woman on planet Earth anymore.
No.
Okay.
Like I still think she's
Selma Hayek, I used to think was a 10, and she's still very hot, but she's old, you know, so she's probably an 8.
So you're saing she's lost her beauty.
Not all of it. An 8's still really good.
No, I mean, absolutely.
See, the only ones I ever feel really lose their beauty are the ones that take advantage of plastic surgery. Because then I'm like, have you seen Courtney Cox?
Yeah, that's an immediate gross.
What did you do to your face? She looks like a cat, but like not even a cute one. She's a mess.
Yeah, she was never over a six anyway.
No. She was stunning in Friends. And then she got all that weird crap in her face.
Is that the dark-haired one from Friends?
Yeah, Monica.
No.
Oh, I thought she was six so beautiful.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, first of all.
Wow, are you guys blind?
No.
Blowing my mind.
Are you saying Courtney Cox was in the same universe as Kate Beckinsale?
Yeah.
No. Oh, all right.
Whatever.
Everything you just
women
said.
Women look at other women differently than the way guys look at other women. Yeah. And yes, I would definitely put them in the same cat. I think they're both stunning.
God.
I would throw Jennifer Aniston in there too. She's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
You just basically said to us that you're putting Pete Davidson into like Brad Pitt category.
Absolutely not. But I do hate Brad Pitt. Never been a fan of Brad Pitt.
What?
Anybody that cheats on Jennifer Aniston? No. She's all respect for that dude.
She's kind of a butterface.
Respect. And I never even thought Angelina Jolie was pretty.
Oh, no.
She's got a weird-ass face.
She looks like John Voight.
Thank you. And he cheated on Jennifer Aniston with that.
Let's quickly get this guy's opinion.
What makes you think you can be Dirty Dan?
I'm Dirty Dan.
Hey, Dirty Dan.
That's my favorite.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, man. What do you think?
So, to comment on the whole cheating on Jennifer Aniston thing. Mm-hmm. You know that saying, there's some guy out there, no matter how attractive a woman is, there's some guy out there that's tired of her crap. Yeah. And I could totally believe that with Jennifer Aniston. However, with Kate Beckinsale, you wouldn't have to worry about that. She's pure. She's beautiful. And I don't care, Greg. She's hot, no matter how old she is.
I said she's hot.
She could be 60.
But I said she
was
hot.
And I would still go for her.
Yeah.
I said she was hot, though. Eight's hot.
No, you gave it. Nah, you really...
Oh, I would still give her a 10.
I brought the number down. I brought down 2 points.
Van Helsing gets me going already. I don't even need to say anymore.
Thank you, Dirty Dan.
Yeah, Van Helsing was when she was 30.
Doesn't matter. She can still redo it now.
18 years later, she's 50. Still.
Yeah.
She's eight is hot, though, so I don't know what she's talking about. Bye, Dirty Dan.
He hung up on himself.
I don't get what he's talking about. I didn't say she wasn't hot.
Nah, you said she wasn't the hottest anymore.
Because of her age.
She's not the hottest person in the world because she's a little older. She could tell she's not as hot as she was.
I still think she is.
I don't know, man.
Well, so you're just going to go ahead and put everybody in a participation trophy then. Pete Davidson's the same as Kate Blackensdale,
no,
Brad Pitt.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Everybody's the same. Courtney Cox, who's a 4, is a 10 all of a sudden. Come on.
She's stunning.
She's not stunning.
Well, she was stunning.
She's like stun gunning. Yeah. That's what it looks like.
No.
Stop thinking we're idiots and tell us we are. 876-3692. It's BS in the morning.
You guys remember that doctor in China? That, are you singing the bed music?
I haven't watched this show in a while.
If you remember that doctor in China that genetically altered the babies?
Unnecessary.
They did the gene editing on the embryos so they would be immune to, or I should say resistant to HIV.
Yeah, the CCR guy.
No, I know nothing about that.
CCR guy? What?
Was it like CCR CRISPR or something?
CRISPR, yeah, CRISPR. It's the gene editing tool that they say is going to be revolutionary, at the same time pretty dangerous, because anybody kind of allows anybody to sit there and edit genes. And so he's been kind of banned unanimously by the scientific community. Like, how dare you experiment on humans in this whole thing? Now the scientific community is saying, we are pretty sure this guy did it. Now, it was like skeptical before. They're like, look, he did it. We don't know if the embryo survived. We don't know if they became babies. And now they're saying, look, there's probably some kids out there. We're now more confident that these kids are running around with genetically altered via human hands.
Wow.
Cell structures, which is terrifying. However, if he did it, and he is this, people say he's this monster, which I agree he is, did he create kind of the first mutants? Right? I mean, we all have mutations.
Was he the first one to ever do something like this? I find that hard to believe.
He is the first one. Yeah, no one's dumb enough to cross the line of...
Well, who did the pig-human hybrid?
What?
Were they
Twilight Zone?
They mixed the
Who did the pig human?
Yeah, it was a thing.
It's not a thing.
It was a thing on TV in the 50s. Yeah,
yeah, what are you talking about?
I can't remember. I literally just read about it the other day, but somebody did that. They created a pig human hybrid.
No.
And
literally
the title of the article was it a mistake?
Did you read that on imgackedoutofmybrain.com?
No.
Where are you?
That's why I was curious if this is the first time, because I swear people have messed around with this kind of stuff before.
Lost Boy's freaking out behind
you. I think it's totally
you.
Unnecessary. I don't think it needs to be done.
I just looked it up.
It's true, right?
It's not true.
See, I know so much, and you guys don't know
National
anything.
National Geographic is posting about it.
Yeah, it must be true.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No.
It's
a thing.
Incredible.
No.
It's a thing. I don't get
so
it.
So tell me what the thing is, because I didn't
see
it.
It's like man-bear pig from South Park. It's not going to go well.
It's just an embryo.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little embryo.
Yeah, to make half human, half pig.
No, that's not true.
That's legal.
What are you talking about? That's not how things work.
Well, apparently
scientists
can do whatever the hell they want.
No.
Am I wrong?
Yes. Yes.
Of course.
Is it National Geographic? And is graphic spelled with a K?
Right now, he's giving me a thumbs up because I'm right.
Yeah.
That's the National Enquirer.
Yeah, exactly. There's no way that's real. Lost Boy did a quick Google search, as did you,
Izzy. Guess what? It popped up. Why? Because it exists.
Of course it popped up.
It's the internet. Things pop up.
It's on National Geographic.
Thank you.
Is it the real National Geographic?
I swear this is the real one, dude.
That's not
real. Nat
Geo. I'm calling BS on this right now.
If I could show you my screen, I would, but I can't.
That's not national. That's news.nationalgeographic.com.
It has the National Geographic logo on.
Okay. I'm not believing that.
I wish
all.
People would stop doing stuff like this, just because it's going to turn real bad one day.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely. What doesn't turn bad in this
world?
Let me
ask you this. Let me just throw something out there as a comparison. And I would love your opinion as well, Fifth Man. So please call up 876-3692. If I shot anybody in this room for a magazine cover, would you want to be photoshopped?
No.
Yes. Yes, you would.
No.
Like, can you make me look just a little more tan? I don't like the lighting of that.
You're speaking about yourself right now, right?
Doesn't matter. You'd want it edited somehow. Because you're like, I don't like the lighting. I don't want whatever. Blah, blah, blah. I don't like this. Ooh, it's too dark here. Ooh, I don't like the shadow. Yes, you would want it tweaked. Human nature. So if someone comes along and it's like, hey, Izzy, Lost Boy, especially Lost Boy and his hairline. Like, Lost Boy, your hairline's too full.
What's wrong with it?
It's like
he's just jealous.
He doesn't even have eyebrows. So what I'm saying is
his hairline is really nice compared to yours.
Do you want
damn.
Well, if someone's like, hey, do you want more hair? I'd say yes. If a Lost Boy, you want less hair? Would you actually like a forehead? He would be like, yeah. So if you could genetically alter
your face is fine. Don't let him make you feel bad about your forehead.
I'm not letting him feel bad.
God.
Am I not speaking the truth? Greg, am I speaking the truth?
I don't know anymore.
Oh, by the way, this is also on CNN, too.
All right. If they go, hey, we can make you is there anything you want to tweak about yourself? You would say yes. 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 Why are you all shaking your head? No. Stop it.
I mean, back in the day,
maybe
I would have changed the size of my ears, because I had pretty big ears.
Oh.
So, but yeah, I never noticed it, huh?
No, it's too. I couldn't see past your hair.
I thought there was just
your sideburns.
I thought it was just bat wings.
Yeah, it's like the Avenged 7 logo.
Yeah, it's Batboy from National Geographic or National Choir.
Yeah, that's on news.nationalgeographic as well. Yeah,
actually, it is on here, but it's like it's about making organs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Injecting animal cells into there to make organs later to harvest organs and stuff like that.
Okay.
But they didn't make a baby pig.
Well, they grew a human ear on the back of a rat.
Yeah.
And then I know they were trying to take like pig lungs. And instead of pig lungs, they want to grow human lungs inside of a pig so you can do lung transplants for that. I mean, that makes sense.
No, it's so creepy.
There's going to be a bunch of babies and little things like in the Matrix soon.
Do you think that this can be stopped?
No, of course not.
So you think from here on out, humans will be genetically altered?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I hope so.
I mean,
eventually they're going to leave their bodies and just not even be humans anymore.
Right. Look at all the stuff we do to ourselves anyway to like prolong life, all that kind of stuff, surgeries.
Yeah, but that's different.
No, I know that's different, but I'm saying, I mean, why would we stop there?
So what do you think that what this guy did was wrong?
I think it's
weird. He's been just absolutely banished by the scientific community.
I just personally feel like we shouldn't be messing with, you know, with fate the way that we are scientifically and medically.
So you believe in fate? You believe in fate?
I believe, you know, if someone is meant to get a disease at some point in their life, they're going to get it.
What?
I think it's weird to like genetically alter genes to be like, you're going to be calm for the rest of your life. Like, that's weird to me.
Wait a minute. So explain something. Explain that again. Because my brain just exploded.
You an anti-vaxxer?
Yeah, what's going on?
No, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I don't know. I just feel like everything is so
predetermined.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. Life's a weird thing. I wrote a paper on this in college about, you know, we read this whole book on basically robot humans, and we had to talk about like the way that society really does alter the way humans are in real life in terms of surgeries and stuff like that, where it's like somebody could be dying, and instead of letting them die, you do surgery to prolong their life. It's like, if they're meant to die, they're meant to die. I know it sounds super sick, but like, I just fully believe in that kind of stuff. I just think it's weird to like...
Okay. I disagree. I think if you have
totally okay.
If you have the ability to not die, I would take the ability not to die.
Yeah.
Personally, Bruce, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. What do you think about this whole thing?
No, man, okay. So you've been talking about genetic modification for like vanity reasons, the way you look, and I just heard you talking about for diseases. I mean, just imagine there's genetic predispositions for breast cancer, for diabetes, for all these diseases that we want to eradicate. We want to get rid of these. It's going to improve our quality of life to do that. And so maybe there should be extensive testing. Obviously, there should be extensive testing before we allow that to go through. But, I mean, come on. If you're going to have diabetes, I'm predispositioned to heart disease. I come from a family of heavy people that have heart disease. If they could modify my genes to make my heart more robust, you think I wouldn't take that?
That might be where I'm being more ignorant about it, because my family has never had any kind of health problems ever. You know, cancer doesn't run in my family or anything like that. So I wasn't necessarily looking at it like that. But the way you would explain it like that, that makes total sense.
Hold on, I have something for you, Izzy. Here you go.
Oh, good for you.
There we go.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how I feel.
Nothing I've ever had to worry about, but I get it from your perspective. That makes sense.
All right, thanks, Bruce. I agree. Yeah. I agree.
No problem.
So why is this guy banished? This guy is banished merely because he didn't do extensive research and testing before he just jumped in?
Aren't they in China, though?
Yeah, yeah,
it's China. Who knows what they're doing over there?
And he's not even, like, a chemist.
Yeah.
He's not even a doctor. He's a physicist.
They probably docked him on the human credit scale or whatever, too.
All kinds of crazy. Look, I agree with you. I think in the future, we're all going to be, every human on Earth is going to have modifications made to their DNA. It's going to get really wonky. It's going to get crazy. The super rich will probably be able to pay for way better DNA structures than the super poor. You know, it's going to be one of these things. It'll be another class system.
It always is.
Yeah.
It won't trickle down to regular people for 50 years.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And that's because the old people will last so much longer.
You ever see that movie where they have to, like, buy time?
Yeah, with Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Oh, you think Justin Timberlake's going to be short on time?
He's an action hero, bro.
No way, dude. He's rich. That dude's living to 120 now.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
The Feed with
Izzy. All right, guys. Listen up. Scientists have invented a testicooler to calm your balls. It's like these two little cups that your berries sit in. There's a band that goes around your waist to hold them in place. And they tell you that, like, the temperature, it helps cool them down. So this was, like, mainly made for people that have problems with, like, infertility and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Or a low sperm count. Because apparently, if your, like, testes are super hot all the time, if the temperature is really high, then that actually decreases the quality of the sperm.
That's true.
And
my
it kills
must
cells.
Be on fire.
So they're making these little ball holders to cool down your testicles.
That'd be
so
great.
That I can help with that
kind
of
stuff. I might grab one of those.
That's what I'm saying.
I have a feeling I might have to get that band at Burlington Coat Factory or something, though, that goes around your waist. Guaranteed the regular one doesn't work.
I figure it's got to be pretty hot down there, Greg.
Can I, wow, really?
You don't?
How much are you thinking about this?
You don't think so?
I think about my own a lot. I don't think about Greg's ever. There's the difference.
No. Never pops into your head.
When Sparks thinks about mine, his get hot.
Can I play this? Because I've been waiting. This is perfect.
Fireball.
I'm playing this for the rest of the
feed. Why is that perfect? All right.
I'm not explaining why this is perfect. Yeah. It's too perfect to explain.
So a dude went into a bathroom at a Burger King in Portland, and the lock somehow broke, locking him inside. He was in there for over an hour. So the employees put a fly swatter under the door to try and help him open the lock. He cut his hand at one point. Apparently, the employees were laughing at him the whole time. He was basically traumatized.
Wait,
so,
you're stuck in a bathroom?
Yes.
What the hell is he
for an
stuck
hour?
In
for
there?
An hour. Because the lock broke.
Does he have a cell phone? That sounds like paradise.
He was
to
yelling
me.
For help, and the employees couldn't get him out.
Does anybody have a screwdriver?
So they were just trying to help him with all the stuff, right? So apparently, he eats at Burger King, he said, daily. So when he was sitting outside of the Burger King after they let him out, the manager came over and offered him free meals for life.
I love Burger King.
So he took advantage and got a free meal every day for 2 weeks until a district manager told the employees to stop giving him free food.
Well, that's not okay. This is now I have a problem with the story.
Now he's suing Burger King for reneging on their offer.
I would totally sue.
Sue.
That's ridiculous.
This man has a case.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like he was pushing it a little bit. Taking advantage of it that much is...
No, if they said you get free food forever and you come in there and get your free food, that's too bad, dude.
I love Burger King.
Yeah, but you got to use your brain and think, like, does he really mean it? Or is he just being nice in this moment?
We're a country of laws. You cannot say something like that and not...
Thank you.
...uphold it.
Well, yes. Apparently, Burger King's not backing down.
Oral agreement is like 90% of the law, I believe, is what they say.
This is why Humpty got busy in a Burger King bathroom.
Hey, you know, if he's the Burger King, that is technically his throne in that bathroom. Yeah. And you know what? If you have a cell phone and being in a bathroom for an hour is awesome. It's like pleasant. Nobody bothers you.
I don't know, man.
It's like an
he
hour
said
of
it
peace.
Smelled really bad. Like he said it wasn't a bathroom that the employees took care of.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like traumatizing
well,
for him
obviously
to be
the
stuck
lock
in there
was
for
broken.
An hour.
Yeah, lock was broken.
Not well taken care of Burger King in Portland, that's for
verbal
sure.
Verbal contract was broken. Everything was broken.
Yeah.
I'd be suing. Burger King's good, man. I want that every day. Plus, it's one meal every day. It's not like it's bankrupting Burger King or
right.
the guy there. You know what, though? I bet that they would get more good press if they're like, this guy got it. He was stuck in a bathroom. We gave him Burger King for a year for blah, 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 for life and everything. They would make more money on the business.
Of course.
Yeah. Now they're going to be losing money than just one meal a day.
That's true.
Stupid.
How much they spend on one commercial?
Exactly.
Way less than that guy would have eaten in a year.
Agreed.
I think it gets kind of, you have Burger King, the corporation, then you have the franchisee. So the franchisee is eating the cost of the meal per day or whatever. But you got to think that's, you're looking at cents on the dollar.
Yeah.
I think it's a bitch.
All right. Good to know. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Cheetahs, that's where Dennis Huff hangs out every single Friday from 3 until 6 for Copstruction. Bring your boys. Biggest crew gets $200 in cash and prizes, including Cheetah Bucks, which is it's like cash inside Cheetahs, which is good. So make sure you are trying to get your boys out. And look at this. I'm reading here. He's got tickets for Disturbed as well as Puddle of Mud. Puddle of Mud is a BS in the Morning presents. Make sure you're going to that show. I'm going. You're going. We're all going to go. It's going to be a fun time. We're going to hang out. You get your free tickets there at Cheetahs with Dennis Huff on Fridays from 3 to 6. Greg Salerno has officially left the building. Now, he's going down to CES, and he is going to tell us what everybody wants to know. What is the new tech? What is the new thing going to be happening out at CES? We're going to get a check-in with him in just a few minutes. I imagine it's going to take a little while to get down to the convention center, but he has made a vow. He's told us that he is going
actually going
to CES. 2 years ago, he went to CVS. Last year, he went to CBS, and he was on the news with Nate Tannenbaum just walking around in the background while he's trying to do the new weather forecast. This year, we're like, dude, please just go. They just unveiled a TV last night from Sony. How big was it? 96 inches?
98, I thought you said.
98-inch LCD TV. It's 8K. These are the things I want to know. I'm a tech nerd. I want to know about these things. And I want it's Greg excessive. To actually go there. Yeah. So no horsing around.
With that TV alone, you know he's going to go.
That's what I'm saying. Dude. He's obsessed with that. Have you ever been in his house? Have you seen the TV Greg has?
Dude, no. I haven't seen the new one.
Greg doesn't have furniture, but he has the most amazing television I've ever seen in my life.
Lawn furniture and a giant movie screen.
Yes. Yes.
I believe it.
Greg's TV is insane. So, and he's got like this amazing sound set. I mean,
was
it's like.
I was going to say, does he have the sound?
It's a total bachelor pad.
Super like divorced dad apartment. Yeah. You know what I mean? But like the entertainment value, it's like slam packed in there. It's amazing. So I want to know about it. I'm sure you want to know about it. So we'll get a check in with Greg coming up here in a few minutes as he's headed out to CES. 3 days grace, infrared. It's comp.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube, but you know what you're doing. You listening to BS in the morning. Yeah, yeah.
All right, Greg is, I imagine, on his way to CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. That's happening.
Yeah.
I know.
He's not going to mess it up this year.
No, because we've been reassured and reassured time and time again that he's actually going to CES this time, which is great. And I don't know why you wouldn't, because there's all kinds of brand new technology, the whole thing, everything. So I imagine this is him. Greg, you're on your way, I imagine, or what's going on, dude?
Dude, I'm actually here already, man.
You're at CES.
I wanted to hurry, dude. There's so much cool stuff down here, man. It's amazing.
How fast is your Prius? You left like 10 minutes ago. You have to go all the way down to the convention center.
I mean, you know, dude, whatever. I just hauled ass.
Okay.
You parked and everything and walked in?
Yeah. I got some buddies down here, so.
Oh, what was that? What the hell is going on? Are you getting hit? Jesus Christ. What is that?
Playing a video game, dude.
You're playing a video. Oh, they have a video game set up at CES.
Oh, dude, it's amazing.
What is it? Is it like some kind of new? Is it the new one that Izzy was talking? Jesus Christ.
What console is it?
What is that?
I don't know. It's a PS4 setup, man. It's awesome TV, dude.
It's a PS. Is it a new PS4? Is it like brand new technology that we don't know about? Or what's going to explain?
I think it's like a PS4 Pro.
But I don't think that's a.
Isn't that out already? That's what you have a PS4 Pro. So is
the
it like a new?
PS5 is the next one.
Yeah, is it a PS5? Is it the?
No, that one's not going to be out yet for a long, like a couple years. I think the guy said.
All right, so you rolled in, you saw a video game set up, and you got, Jesus, what do you do? What are you playing?
I walked in, and this guy handed me a controller, and I was like, please, so I started playing.
All right, can we get any details from CES? What can we hear about?
Yeah, I'll get to it, man. I mean, I just got here, like I said.
I feel like it should be louder there.
Yeah, why is there an echo and all we hear is somebody being beaten to death in the background? What is going on?
You know, everybody's busy, man. A lot of things going on. It's a busy time of year, you know?
No, that doesn't even make sense. Can you tell us about the technology that we want to hear about, the new stuff that's revolutionary?
What kind of stuff they got there, Greg?
Well, so far, I see a video game, TV, you know, stuff like that. Obviously, it's a large place, you know, a little echo, but...
All right. Greg, can you send us pictures that you're actually there? Because I'm starting to get skeptical. Because
Dude, I'm here, weirdo. I'll send you the pictures.
I'm the weirdo.
Yeah,
sure.
I think we need some proof.
We need proof positive.
Pictures,
we need
please?
Proof of life here. Send some pictures to Lost Boy so we can put it up on... our Facebook page.
Yeah,
we want to know what it looks like in there, all right? You're one of the first ones in.
All right, no problem. And then I'll go, maybe I'll try to interview some people or get some new information on some stuff.
Okay.
All right, we're going to try to be trusting, but we need those pictures, man.
It sounds like you're fighting Transformers. Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
All right, I'll send some pictures over.
Okay, and please call us back. Okay, we'll call you back. I want details. Give us some more info. This sucks. Can you stop playing video games for one GD second so we can talk?
No, hold on. I don't know how to pause this. Hold on. All right, cool. What's up?
I want to know details. Like, what do you, what are we going to be hearing about? What kind of experts are we going to be talking to? All this kind of stuff.
I haven't really got to that yet, but I'll send the pictures over and I'll try to round some people up.
Okay, thank you. I thought you had all this pre-planned.
Yeah.
I thought you had this all lined up.
I just got here, dude. What the hell, man?
I thought you had it set up before we even left.
Okay, I did, but I just walked in. You're like, well, you first you're mad that I got there too fast. Now you're mad that I'm not doing it fast enough for the thing. Just relax.
He's all distracted. Right.
Don't sass me. Send in some pics.
Just getting distracted. That's what we want.
All right, I'm sending them over.
Okay, thank you.
Later.
Later. All right, well. This son of a bitch.
Not going the way we were hoping it would go.
Of course not. No. Hey, Greg, go down to CES. Tell us about the latest gadgets and gizmos, please.
Walks into CES.
Grabs
a controller.
Sits down,
plays video game.
Dude.
No explanation.
Yeah. No.
As to what console or video game it is.
This is like your fifth day on the show. Red flags already. Am I right?
So many.
This is, yeah, this is obviously super skeptic or suspect. I can't. We're going to call him.
Wait until we get these pictures.
Well, he better be there.
I think he's there.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. He better be there.
I think he's there. I just think he's distracted.
Yeah, of course.
Is it normal for them to have video game setups?
Yeah. They got everything you could possibly imagine is down there. That's why I want to know what's going on. So, all right, we'll check in with Greg. We'll look forward to the pictures of CES. And then, of course, we'll call him and we'll start finding out the actual details of CES, the big stuff, the things you want to know about, right? The latest and greatest in technology. We're going to find out firsthand before they officially open and before the rest of the public gets their hands on it.
BS in the morning. If you had this voice, you'd be doing the same thing.
BS in the morning. Okay, we have the picks from Greg Salerno. We sent him in. He sent them to you, Lost Boy.
Yeah, I have the picks.
Hold on, let me turn on your mic. You got the picks?
Yes, I got the picks from Greg.
Okay, you're going to put them on Facebook for us?
Yeah, yeah. He also gave me a number to call. It's 817 is the area code.
I don't even know where that is.
Oh, we'll call. Let's get him on the phone.
All right.
Lost Boy is going to call Greg Salerno. We got the picks from CES. I think he should have somebody lined up by now, apparently, of how fast he is.
Yeah. Hopefully he's done gaming by now.
All right, it's ringing.
Thank you. We got a busy signal. What the hell's going on? Try calling again there, Lost Boy. Thank you, sir. Lost Boy's now calling him back. I don't know what the hell's going on. What's wrong with his phone?
Right. Why can't he use this one? Unless it's like a high-tech phone.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That has crazy skills.
Got another dead tone.
Dial one, maybe?
Ah, that's what it is. My bad.
This is real high-tech stuff here. Trying to get CES on the phone. It's ringing?
Yep.
Hello?
Greg.
What's up?
Greg, what's going on down there at CES, dude?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Yeah, this place is crazy. I mean, there's so much going on. I can't hardly explain to you all this new stuff that's happening in the
Greg,
world
do you have
today.
An accent?
What? Let me tell you what I'm finding out here, because this is what I promised I'd find out for you. I've got some like this. There's this like new AI tech. Have you heard of this stuff?
No.
Yeah. Artificial intelligence?
Yeah, it's like they know what your phone is searching here before you even know you're going to be searching for it. So it delivers your messages to you. I mean, this place has everything. I mean, you tell me about crypto. I got the answer. I already know it. And it's like there's lasers at this one booth over here. They're just testing it out because we're opening up. But there's like these lasers and there's drones flying above me and everything. It's really out of control.
All right. I have no idea what's going on.
I don't know about this.
I'm at CES at the convention center.
Yeah, I know what CES is. However,
you're supposed to be there.
Is this Greg?
Yeah, this is Greg.
Am I right about the accent?
No, there's no... Yeah, well, it's not Greg. I don't know about an accent.
No, I'm serious. Let me tell you more of what I'm finding here.
I mean,
if you
want to
know about LED and, like, UR, there's even a robot here. Let me tell you about this, guys. It's a robot's, like, giving keynote speech. Do you know what that is?
Greg what? Salerno. This is Greg Salerno.
Greg Salerno from the BS Morning Show. Yeah, I got him all over this.
You don't even know the name of your own morning show?
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm being distracted. There's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, there's literally a laser shooting right through my head here.
I don't think this is... Okay. That's weird. Right, there's
I'm
no
hanging
way.
Up on this guy. Oh, wait. Is he still there? No. Okay. This.
If he's not at CES, where could he be?
This is really pissing me off. This is dumb now. Now it's insane. Now he's giving his phone, not even his number. So now he's got a dude on the inside.
So what is this, 3 years in a row?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it's all a big joke. It's fun to him. I'm actually excited. We tell the fifth man we're going to get the first inside scoop of CES. This is dumb.
And
this is a colossal waste of my time,
right.
Of definitely. Your time, of the fifth man's time.
Yeah.
This is stupid.
I understand.
Where's so where Greg? Is he?
Where's Greg?
And he got the biggest moron ever to get the cover for him. He said, you are. I'm pretty sure he meant VR. He couldn't even read Greg's handwriting. What a moron.
Yeah.
All right, so.
We got to think.
Well, it's Greg Salerno. He goes to one place.
Yeah.
Home?
Yes.
Do you have video games at home?
Yeah, of course. Lost Boy.
You think that's what he was doing?
Let's send Lost Boy. Lost Boy, go to Greg's house, please.
Yeah, go.
Yes.
See if he's hanging around.
Bring the mic, too.
Let's do that.
I want to know what's going on ASAP.
All right.
I want you to find out.
Sweet, man.
Go to Greg's house, report back, see if he's there.
All right, man.
This guy is, he's a moron.
Good, the bad, the ugly, and that's just Greg. It's BS in the morning.
All right, we've sent Lost Boy to Greg Salerno's house because we think Greg is there because he's now ditched CES. He got some guy to cover for him. No idea what he was talking about. So, Lost Boy, are you at Greg's house?
Yeah, I'm outside Greg's house right now, kind of just staking things out.
Yeah.
Problem, I don't see his car.
Okay.
You think it could be inside the garage?
Maybe.
The text line.
Do you hear anything?
I'm like I said, I'm just staking out from across the street right now.
Oh, well, go in. Go up to the house. Go give it a knock. You know what? Hold on a sec. Hold on. Stay on the line because I'm going to call Greg.
Okay.
I'm going to call Greg's phone and see if he answers.
Okay.
And tell me if you hear ringing in the house or something.
All right. One second. Let me get across the street here. Hold on.
Wait, what? Say it in the mic. What?
One second.
Say it in the mic.
All right. Can you hear me better?
That's better. Yeah, that's way better.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm walking up to Greg's door.
See if you can hear something.
See, I'm going to call his phone.
Okay, yeah. Call his phone.
Okay, hold on one sec. Let's call his phone. I'm going to keep you... here, okay? So, and I'll pass you through so you could hear Greg's phone. Let me look up his number. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. Let's call this piece of garbage.
Hello.
Greg!
What's up, man?
Dude!
That's Greg.
CES.
Sorry, we got kind of disconnected there, man. What's up?
You weren't answering your phone before, and you gave us a different phone number to call.
Yeah, we got your pictures, man.
Oh, yeah. Nah, dude. Sorry, I was busy.
Busy with that
hold
same
on,
game?
Hold on, Greg. Put you on hold one second.
All right.
Hey, Lost Boy, did you hear a phone ringing or anything?
Very faintly, man, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, do me a favor. I want you to knock on his front door once we're on the phone with him. We're going to see if we can hear both of you guys on his line. We're going to see if we can hear the knock on his. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Greg.
Yeah.
So is everything good in your world or what?
Yeah, dude. Dude, this game's sick ass. I can't stop playing it.
Yeah, well, it would be nice if you actually stopped playing it and you did your job and started talking about the other technology that they're going
to
debut.
My job was to come try stuff out at CES, which I'm doing right now.
No, your job was to sit there and line something up. You know, hold on a second, Greg. Hold on. I didn't hear it. Did you guys hear the knock on Greg's line? I didn't hear it either. Can you see him at all, Lost Boy?
Greg's. Lost. No, I can't see him.
You can't see him? Go around to the back, would you?
Okay.
Go around to the back of his house. And I'm going to patch you through, okay? So try to do
sure
it.
Sure this is safe, man?
Just do it.
Okay.
Hey, Greg. So that video game's pretty intense, huh?
Dude, it's kick-ass, man.
Is there anything else you want to say about CES, or are you just going to be quiet and play a video game?
Yeah, you haven't really been giving us anything.
You know, like I said, it's a big place. Lots of stuff going on. Really great resolution on this TV, man. Video game's awesome.
Cool, Greg. Hold on a second. Okay, Lost Boy, what's up?
I'm walking through Greg's back gate right now.
Yeah. Okay. What's
I'm kind of hoping I don't get shot.
You're not going to get shot. let me put Greg back on.
Okay, I see lots of dog poop.
Okay. Hold on. Let me put Greg back on. Greg.
Yeah, what's up, man?
So what are you going to next at CES?
I'm not sure, dude. I mean, probably over to, like, maybe see some more. What the heck?
Oh, my God, dude.
What the hell's going on?
What?
Lost Boy, what happened?
Dude.
What is going on?
Is he there?
Hey!
Dude, this guy. I knew it!
What a son of a...
What's up, Benny?
You're petting his dog?
Dad hideout.
Hey, Benny. Tell Benny I say hey.
What's going on there?
Tell him to get to work.
Benny. Izzy says hi.
Is he there? Do you see Greg?
Salerno's here, and he sees me, and he gives me the shush signal, and then draws the curtains.
What a
that
piece.
Son of a bitch. All right, Lost Boy, come on back. Okay, check this out. Great White Weekend is happening the 25th through the 27th. Up there at Bryan Head Resort. Make sure you are booking your room to get that special discounted price, $119 per night, right there at the Best Western Premier. You have to say you're going for the Great White Weekend and you want the Great White Weekend special. You have to say that in order to get that room rate. This thing sells out every single year, so make sure you're going on comp.com, getting all the details and information. Thanks to our friends at the Bryan Head Cedar City Tourism Bureau, Best Western Premier Hotel and Spa, Bud Light, and McGee's Ski Bike and Board.
Hi, I'm George Takei, and you're listening to BS in the Morning. Oh, my.
Okay. A lot of people want to weigh in on Greg missing from CES, as we just discovered as we sent Lost Boy to his house that Greg's at his house playing video games instead of being down there at CES. It's not, I don't think it's funny.
I'm new here and I'm not surprised.
Yeah, well, it's ridiculous. Start with this guy.
Pee-pee Ronai Paisa. Pee-pee Ronai Paisa.
Dude, I knew he didn't go to CES.
Dude, of course not.
I knew there was a 50-50 chance. I'm like, either he's going to be at PT's around the corner,
yeah,
or he's going to be at home. And that's why he was saying, because he's always hyped up his stupid TV resolution.
Right.
Yeah, so of course he's going to go. He's like, oh, this is the best. Like, he doesn't need anything better. I knew he was full of BS, bro.
Dude, I've had enough of it, man.
Dude, you guys need to put a leash. At least, dude, put one of those jailhouse GPS trackers on them.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe next year we'll do that.
We'll do that next year.
Dumb. Ridiculous. All right, thanks, pizza.
All right, kids. All right, have a good one.
See ya. BS in the Morning, hello.
Hey, good morning. This is Gloria.
Gentlemen, welcome to Shutter Island.
Shutter.
Hey, good morning. This is Gloria.
Okay, Gloria.
Greg is so busted.
I know. Thank you.
We are talking Wheel of Punishment. Busted. Forget the weight loss. Forget everything. Oh, he's going to lose some weight because he's going away, and they aren't going to feed him. He is busted, and especially because he doesn't clean up Benny's dog poo.
Yeah.
He is toast.
Disgusting.
That's all he's going to be able to eat for the next 8 weeks.
Thank you.
See ya.
Okay. All right.
What a lady.
Just goodbye. Lost Boy just walked in. What happened? Did you just leave? Is he still there? He's not back yet, but you are.
Yeah, I just left. Yeah.
So he's there still?
Yeah.
I don't think he's coming back today.
He's not coming back to work?
I don't expect him to come back to work now. I think he's staying home.
Yeah, probably.
You can't mess up this bad and still show your face at work.
Yeah, you come back to work.
Right.
We know he's at his house. We know he's not all the way down at CES.
He's not coming back.
Well, that's insane. And that's stupid. I don't like it. Lost, but we still have stuff to give away here. Let's give away the puddle of mud before no BS and everything.
Give away, darling, give away. You're welcome, bitch. Now just go away.
Puddle of Mud is coming to the Brooklyn Bowl on the 1st of February. I'm going. Izzy, are you going?
Yeah.
Lost Boy, are you going?
Oh, dude, I'm going to be there.
So you're going to be... Wow. So look at this.
I'm flying down from the rafters.
That's amazing.
According to Greg.
Because when we say we're going to go somewhere, we follow through on said place.
Yeah.
You know, that's just kind of how we do things.
Right.
Greg said he's going to be going to that Puddle of Mud show.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I know. Ridiculous. We'll see. 876-3692. We're going to go with caller number 15 right now. Ooh. You're in for the BS in the Morning presents Puddle of Mud at Brooklyn Bowl. We got to do a no BS question. How about this BS show member thinks Courtney Cox is a 10? If you know the answer to that question, you're going to get hooked up with the tickets for Disturbed and then get you qualified to play foosball with the band for no BS in 3.5 minutes.
No BS.
876-3692. Time to be caller number 26. Ah, that sounds good to me. You're getting in for Disturbed tickets. They're going to be playing at T-Mobile Arena on Saturday. 3 days grace opening up. But here's the cool kicker to it. You're in, qualified, I should say, to play foosball with Disturbed. They seem like they might be good at foosball. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Salerno, still not back. Unreal. Unbelievable. Missing the whole end of the show.
Should get a pay cut.
This dude finds any reason to leave the studio and then just doesn't come back every time. All right, tomorrow we're going to find out what the hell happened to Greg. We'll get a firsthand account. I'm always trying to give people the benefit of the doubt, so maybe something happened. That's why he ended up at his own house.
I don't think something happened.
No, either do I. I'm lying. He totally just ditched us, ditched the show, ditched the fifth man, and then just went off and did his own damn thing.
That's nice.
Play video games at his own house.
Should have sent me home.
No, I wasn't sending anybody home. The whole point of this was to send someone to CES. Oh my God. Chris, how are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, we're back on speaker with Chris. This is, we're always on speaker while Chris is at work. All right, Chris. Your no BS question is, this BS show member thinks Courtney Cox is a 10. Is it? You already know.
Yeah, that would be Izzy.
Hey, yeah. Look at that, Chris. Good
old
job.
Old Courtney Cox. Not new.
Yeah, she was all right. I mean, she's definitely doable.
Yeah, okay, so you got doable, but on a scale from 1 to 10, Courtney Cox is a?
A solid 7.
All right. You're a little higher than I. She's probably a nice lady, but she's had a lot of plastic surgery now.
Yeah, now
the whole
she's
thing.
A mess.
No,
I mean,
total mess.
Well, back in the day, I would have said 8.5, but then she dated David Arquette, so, you know.
Yeah, they were weird.
Oh, boy. You know the whole background. All right, they hold on, weird. Chris. You got Disturbed tickets, and you're not qualified to play foosball with the band. So congratulations. Tomorrow, firsthand account of what the hell happened to Greg Salerno. We'll see what you think, and then we'll try to get some. I'm looking now at the CES pictures real quick. The ones that Greg sent in, it is...
Especially the Xbox one.
This is, yeah. It's Bill Gates and The Rock in front of the first Xbox. That's the one he sent. That's the picture of CES.
Dude, and it's like Rock pre-movie days, dude. Yep.
Yeah, it's WWE Rock and Bill Gates. This is, oh my God. It has the giant Xbox controller, like the very first one that he sent.
He's an idiot.
This is so... What a piece of garbage.
Follow the show on Facebook.com/BS Morning Show.
Oh, it's the best show. Never miss it.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS podcast.
Have a nice day. Thanks for listening to BS in the Morning. Bye-bye.
BS in the Morning. Hey, Carrot Top. Not cool, bro.